Welcome to another edition of The Greater Work, the audio outreach of Christ Worker Ministries. Listen in as experienced employee and minister, Sean Gibson brings biblical insights to help you worship God both in and with your labor. Now, let's get to work. Welcome back to The Greater Work Podcast, where today we're discussing a very critical topic: toxic behaviors exhibited by Christians, just like you and I, that contribute to a toxic work environment. Now, again, we're not here to point fingers and be critical at companies or our coworkers, but instead, we want to address the actions that, unfortunately, some Christians may unknowingly perpetuate, and that creates a bit of a barrier for those that are not of the faith. In this episode, we're going to be tackling a very significant misconception that can lead to, frankly, some extreme exhaustion and even health problems. It's the idea of never resting. That's right. You've got to get some rest. It's easy to grasp and obey working unto the Lord, as we've, you know, referred back to many times in Colossians chapter 3, but we often forget that the Lord also expects us to rest unto Him as well. In Mark 2, verse 27, it says, Jesus declared that the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Now, Jesus made it, again, very clear that the Sabbath was made for humanity's benefit and not the other way around. Now, while you may think that Sabbath rest is something that was just done in the Old Testament, let's read a portion of Scripture from the New Testament that proves that it is still something for today. It's in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did for his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following the same pattern of disobedience. Again, for the entirety of that scripture, I would encourage you to go back and read the entire chapter of Hebrews 4. But let's focus here. Rest is not only something that we can do, but it's something that God expects us to do. While the specifics of the Sabbath rest may vary from person to person, the principle remains the same. On your day of rest, disconnect from your vocation completely. Now, I know that might be a challenge, but that means no emails, no texts, no calls from your workplace partners or even the leadership. You're taking a break from that. Now, if you're going to seek some more guidance on this, check out a previous podcast series that we put out called Entering Rest, where we explore what God's rest entails and how you can embrace it into your work life. Now, let's get back here. That despite the pressure to constantly perform, to produce, and to hustle, we've got to keep in mind the scripture in Psalm 127, verses 1 and 2, which warns us against toiling in vain, and it emphasizes the importance of trusting in the Lord's provisions, even while we rest. Let me read it to you. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain, and unless the Lord protects the city, the watchman stands guard in vain. In vain you rise up early and stay up late, toiling for bread to eat. But remember, he gives sleep to his beloved. Getting up early to get ahead and working until late, well, in God's view, that can be a bit of vanity. Instead, God would rather that you go to sleep. Don't get up extremely early, like the trend of getting up at 4 a.m. to be hyperproductive. Believe that he loves you, and because of that, he wants you to have rest. Allow him to build your business and also promote you in your career as he sees fit. But beloved, please, don't work yourself to the bone. Get the rest that he wants you to have. Recently, a dear relative of mine passed away, leaving the estate to her kids. The problem here is that rather than bringing the anticipated joy and blessing from the estate, the distribution of the settlement of this estate has unfortunately left to some strife among the heirs. Again, that's not uncommon. Now, despite the years of hard work and dedication that my beloved relative had poured into her life's work, the outcome has been far from what she hoped for. In the writings of Ecclesiastes, chapter 2, verses 18 through 26, the writer says that I hated all for which I had toiled for under the sun, because I must leave it to the man who comes after me. And who knows whether that man will be wise or foolish? Yet he will take over all the labor which I've worked skillfully under the sun, and that too is futile. So my heart began to despair over all the labor that I had done under the sun, when there was a man who was laboring with wisdom, knowledge, and skill, and he must give his portion to a man who had not worked for it. This too, again, is futile and it's a great evil. Verse 22, for what does man get for all the toil and striving for which he labors under the sun? Indeed, all the days are filled with grief, and his task is sorrowful, even at night, and his mind does not rest. This too, again, is futile. Nothing is better for a man or a woman to eat and drink and enjoy their work. I've also seen that this is from the hand of God, for apart from him, who can eat and who can find enjoyment? To the man who is pleasing in his sight, he gives wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner, he assigns the task of gathering and accumulating that which he will hand over to the one that pleases God. Again, this too is futile, and it's the pursuit of the wind. My friend, are you working so hard that you can enjoy it, or are you working so hard so that someone else can enjoy it? Listen to me. As you heard these words, let me add this to it as well. It's okay for you to take breaks. Take time off. Enjoy the fruit of your labor. Use your vacation time. Use every last moment of it. Take a long lunch break every now and again. Let your manager know that you're doing that. And again, celebrate the victories that you've achieved in your workplace experience. Let's go even further. On the weekend, take a nap. Even go as far as to leaving all of the work things at work. Don't bring that laptop home. Turn off the cell phone. And as we read earlier, we don't labor to enter into more labor. We labor to enter in to rest. Now, I realize that some of you hearing my voice right now, you're thinking, I'm not really the kind that likes to rest. I like to work. I get that. But as a Christian, we're new creations in Christ. Old things have passed away. While it is great that you have a healthy work ethic, as followers of Christ, we need to have a healthy rest ethic as well. Now, practically speaking, if you're consistently pushing yourself to the limit at work every day, you're not leaving room to fulfill God's purpose for you, to be a beacon of His goodness and kindness in the workplace. Remember, it is perfectly acceptable to clock out at the end of the day and to prioritize rest. In fact, I want to encourage you to take one step. Consider fasting from work on your day off. If you don't currently have a designated day off, I want to challenge you even more. Take off a day by faith. You don't need to plan on an elaborate getaway. Simply staying home and embracing rest can be a powerful way to reconnect with God and reflect on His ability to manage your work life even while you're not on the clock. As always, I like to pray for everyone that's listening to this podcast, and I think this one's going to require a lot of prayer. But before we pray, let me encourage you. Visit ChristWorker.org for additional tools to help you walk in Christlikeness at work. Also, let me remind you, we're listener-supported, and if this ministry has been a blessing to you, please feel free to log on to ChristWorker.org and make a charitable donation as well. You ready to pray? Let's do that. Father, we thank you that you led by example in having a day of rest. So, Father, we're no different. We're made in your image, so you're calling us today. Work hard, but also rest. Father, I pray for the one that's listening right now that deals with guilt. They think that they constantly have to produce or else nothing's going to get done. Father, I pray that you would remind that person that you've got the whole world in your hands. You haven't handed it over to them, and the world will go on after they're dead, but we'd just rather they not die because they work too hard. Father, I also pray for the one that's working extremely hard because they have significant debt. That's a very real issue. Father, I pray that what they do set their hand to, you would cause to prosper so that they don't have to work as many jobs or work that hard. But Father, let what they do, let it be extra productive and extra profitable. Regardless of all of this, Father, it's a challenge for us to remember that as you took the day off, we can do that too, and we can still have a wonderful, joyful experience. Father, we thank you for that. Thank you for loving us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thanks for listening to The Greater Work, a Christ Worker Ministries podcast. The Greater Work is supported by hardworking listeners just like you. To learn more about Christ Worker Ministries and how you can become part of our growing outreach, visit ChristWorker.org.